You are now listening to the Black Girl Nerds podcast.
Five, six, seven, eight. Holla, boys and girls, it's the BGN. Coming from the Marvel world to the DC friends. All the way from Hollywood to the PCN. She defends everyone from sleazy men. Won't apologize for spitting Shonda Rhimes. The space that we make is never colonized. Talking games and movies and actors. Word? Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Yeah. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie and I am your host. We are so excited to bring to you this guest, Nnamdi Asamoah. He is in the new film called The Knife, which comes out in theaters August the 15th. The Knife is about construction worker Chris, played by Nnamdi Asamoah, who is prepared to do whatever he can to build a solid life for his family. Yet, his plans are thrown into disarray after a mysterious woman appears in her new home late one night. By the time the police arrive, the intruder is lying on the kitchen, on the floor, unconscious, with a knife in her hand. And it falls to steadfast Detective Carlson, played by Melissa Leo, to uncover the truth about what happened. Under some questioning, Chris, his wife Alex, played by Asia Naomi King, and their daughters close ranks, hoping to safeguard one another's secrets. But the choices they make lead to consequences graver than anyone could ever imagine. Nnamdi Asamoah is not only the star of this film, he also is the director and co-wrote the movie with Mark Duplass. So we're very, very excited to have him on to talk about it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast featuring actor, writer, director, Nnamdi Asamoah. Awesome. Nnamdi, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you. Or have we met before?
I don't think we've met before, so it's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. I've spoken to your wife few times, okay. But I've not had the pleasure of speaking with you, and it's an honor and a privilege. I really enjoyed this film, and it was gut wrenching. It really moved me. This really marks a major step in your evolution as a filmmaker. What inspired the story and what message did you want to leave audiences with?
What inspired the story? I actually don't know. Like initially I received the script from a friend of mine, Mark Duplass. He really just wanted me to act in it. I read the script and he said, can you enhance, your character's voice a little bit more? And I started to enhance it and he started to really love what I was doing. Basically said, why don't you just start from the beginning of the script and just write the script the way and the story the way you want it to be? And so I went back to the start of the script and just started writing. And I was taking seeds from what he did and finding other perspectives, and I think perspective is the big thing. I really want I've seen the stories of like the cops and then here's the Black family. We've all seen them, and a lot of times they feel very like caricature, very like, oh, I know how this is going to turn out, or oh yeah, this is, let me make it as broad and in your face as possible. And for me, I was like, no, life is a little more complex than that, and like, how can we bring out every member of this story's perspective in a real honest way? And so that was my goal. That's what I was trying to accomplish with it when I was writing it. And then on to shooting, it had to be entertaining as well. So that became a whole other process.
I really did love the writing in this because it builds a lot of tension throughout the story, and we get a sense of where these characters are evolving from one scene to the next. How did co-writing this script challenge or enrich your approach to directing?
Well, I didn't even, it's such a great question because I wasn't even thinking about directing while I was writing it. It was the fact that I had written it that made Mark comfortable with me directing, and at the end of the day, it was basically like, well, you wrote it, so just move into directing now. And that actually made me more comfortable with directing because, like, well, you're right. The task of directing is very daunting, but when you put it in that way, like the story, you wrote these characters, you gave them intentions, and you built this world. Now all you have to do is bring out what you saw in your head. You know what I mean? And so it made it more digestible for me. And and the other thing about it is when you're directing, you can, it's crazy to hear your words spoken by other people. First of all, that's just like a, I don't know, like if you're a writer, a producer, like a poet, an author, and there's a reading, it's just very interesting. But as a director, being able to do that, being able to just adjust on the spot to writing the things that aren't working, I think the writing enhanced the directing in just a million ways.
The tension in the film is incredibly tight. How did you create and maintain that suspense both in the script as well as on the set?
Yeah, I think on the set, I hate to break it to you, but it was like the most fun set of all time. There was no tension at all. Like the moment if we said cut, it for me it was not about staying in that. Especially we had kids in the film. There was it was not about being in that space. I really believe that you do have the ability to bounce in and out. And I love that the actors went with me on that. I know that not everyone might feel that way, but the actors really appreciated that. And so we're shooting at nighttime from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. That's already a challenge. Tried to make it as fun as possible on set. I think on camera, the thing that held the tension for me was how do you strip down all of the elements that are going to make you or that are going to force a feeling on you. So how do we take out the music? How do we take out the loud, like horror sounds that you might hear in a movie every time you like see a knife or like someone turns a corner? Like how do we strip all of that away and just live with these people in real life? Life in the quiet of their home as chaos is surrounding them. And so that was the thing for me as a filmmaker. If I could do that, take away like the tricks from the camera, use close-ups, and really get inside the characters' heads, then I felt like the tension was going to be automatic.
I'm always curious about actors who are also directors in movies and how they direct themselves. So, do you direct yourself differently when, as opposed to directing the other actors?
It's so tricky because, like, when you're directing first of all, it's a very strange concept because you could be in the middle of a scene, and you're in the scene, but you also have to be aware of what the character opposite you is doing because you're also directing, and so it's like you're doing two things at the same. It's a very trippy thing to do. But the other side of it is you have to trust the people that are around you. A lot of times people don't want to talk to the director. They don't want to say, they're worried to say something. And I'm like, no, I need you to talk to the actor now. Okay, what are ways that I can help this scene that you're seeing? Because you're seeing it from a different way that I'm seeing. So you have to have those people around you that can help. And I had enough of those people around that, and I was open to any and everything. It was like best idea wins. Whoever can come in and like tell me something, whether it's as director, as an actor, at what they're doing as a writer, we're going to go forward with it. So it made the process simpler.
Well, you did an incredible job with this film, both through the writing aspect, the directorial, the performance. I was really moved through it. I love just the way it made me think, you know. And it's a film that after it ends, you're still thinking about it. It's still sitting with you. You still have questions, and it's going to definitely foster a lot of conversations for folks after they see this movie when it comes out. So, Namdi, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to Black Girl Nerds. I really appreciate the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. This was great.
Awesome. Thank you. You take care.
The Black Girl Nerds podcast is produced by Jamie Broadnax. The opening theme song to our show is written and performed by Samus. Various instrumentals are performed by Samus, Sky Blue, and Shubzilla. You can find various episodes of the Black Girl Nerds podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audioboom, Google Play Music, and Spotify.